You are now tuned in live to Step Your Game Up Saturdays, Diva Mary Kay, showcasing nothing but successful independent businesses. Call us up at 347-850-1521 and step your game up.
What you looking at?
Step your game up.
What you waiting for?
Step your game up.
Go, come on in the dust.
Step your game up.
Drop it to the floor and just
step your game up.
You a kid.
Step your game up.
Oh, you drink gin.
Step your game up.
Is that your friend?
Step your game up.
Nigga, you with you?
Step your game up.
Y'all hear that? Y'all know what time it is. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. It is time to step your game up. We stepping our game up today, March the 2nd, 2013, with hiring manager Lyndon Greer will be in the house with us with DMV staffing. So all you guys is looking for a job and want to get some extra money in your pocket, part-time, full-time, all the time, we have definitely stepped our game up, having our special guest, Lyndon Greer, live, the hiring manager from DMV staffing, live in the building. We're definitely be getting in with him and asking him tons of questions about the business and the benefits of the business. But of course, Step Your Game Up Saturdays is always stepping our game up with Jay Biggs. Jay Biggs is there. What's going on, King?
What's up, man? You know, Snoop Dogg, when he come on there, you know what I'm saying? I just get a little hyped up, you know, in my own little way. I just be over here just vibing, you know, Snoop. You know what I mean? He can say anything, set the party off, you know. So I'm all the way turned up right now, you know what I mean? I just had me some good old P.F. Chang's, you know. I'm good right now.
I know that's right. It's all about being good and comfortable in your situation. But don't get too comfortable. Don't get too comfortable. We always looking to succeed and have a successful team at that. Well, without further ado, I want to go ahead and bring in our special guest of the hour who has stepped his game up in many of ways. Is definitely a man that put his 110% in everything that he's doing, and he has looking out and reaching out to the community to help you guys step your game up through employment. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Lyndon Greer, hiring management with DMV staff.
How we doing, Ebony?
I'm doing great.
Got the grand entrance, you know what I'm saying? The Fox 21 Century Fox joint, you know what I'm saying? Brung in my man. Shout out to the DMV stand up, you know what I'm saying? My man, Mr. Lyndon Greer, in the building.
Absolutely. I love it. I appreciate you folks. You know how we doing, folks? Like I said, I just wanted to come on the show and highlight what we're trying to do for the community, what we're trying to do for those hardworking people out there. You know, in these times, it's hard. Folks looking for jobs, we have them.
Exactly.
A lot of people out there is looking for jobs, and they like, oh, it's hard to find a job, or it's hard, I'm overqualified, or I'm underqualified for the job. What qualifications do you need as far as when you're going in and signing up with DMV staff and submitting your information? Do you have to have any experience?
You actually don't need experience because we provide a lot of training. But the only qualification that you really have to come work with DMV staffing is the desire to actually work. You know, I will be the first to say that this is not for everybody. If you're one of those people that just want to go to work, do nothing, and collect a check, but, you know, McDonald's is always hiring for folks to drop fries. But, you know, if you're one of those people that are not afraid of working but just need an opportunity to come and make some money, then you can come on over to DMV staffing.
Okay, great. So I don't need any experience. Now, for what if I have a record? We have people out there who have felonies and, you know, they're on probation. Does DMV staff hire people with a record, or is that something that you guys frown upon?
Yes, we do. That's one of the unique things about our program. You know, when I say we are truly here to support the community, we will take you. As long as you are 18 and willing to be trained, we will take you. So if you have a record, it's not a problem. You don't need the college degree. You actually don't even need the high school diploma. If you have the GED, that's fine. You know, honestly, even if you don't have that, we have different levels of training. You know, we have something for everybody, even for different skill sets. So don't worry. Come on in and we have different positions. For example, some people are good with data entry. We have data entry. Some people, they don't really have strong computer skills. We have other positions for them. You know, for people that are good people persons, they're good talkers, we have positions for them, things they can do to advance the agenda of DMV staffing. So what we just encourage is, as long as you have the desire to make money, you're not lazy, you have the desire to work, come on over to us. We will find a fit for you.
That's what's up, man.
I'm passing over to you, JB.
You know, I just got one quick question. Can you just explain to me, like, the whole, give us a little bit of the rundown of how, you know, a person goes about joining up, you know, with the staffing company?
Okay. Well, everything is available online. So if you go to www.dmvstaffing, that's David Michael Victor, dmvstaffing.com, you know, you have the information about the company, information about our positions, the application process, and my contact information if you have some questions. But everything is done online, so people can get a good understanding of what we have going on. So they would just go there. You know, we put everything in videos for those folks that don't like to read. You know, we have something for everybody. And it's all very clean cut. You know, we've taken a lot of time and attention to detail to make sure that everything is very clear. But like I said, you can give me a call, and my number's on the website if you have any questions.
Okay. Sounds good. Sounds official. You know, what type of people are you looking for? You know, what's the ideal candidate, you know, that you would be looking for?
You know what? The ideal candidate possesses motivation. That's really it. We're looking for people that want to help themselves. You know, like I said, we will take anybody that's willing to help themselves. So, you know, having a record's not an issue. Your level of education is not an issue. The only thing you really need is the desire to want to improve your situation. That's it. You come to us. We have training for you. It doesn't matter what your weakness or your strong suit is. We will put you in the area of your strong suit, and we'll help you with your weaknesses too. You know, but as long as you need to make money, you want to make money, and you have no problem coming and letting us train you, you're in the house.
Sounds good. That sounds real good. You know what I mean? I know a lot of people out here looking for jobs. You know, you are in the DMV area, correct?
Yes, we are, but we actually have opportunities that are across the U.S. and Canada. So we, you know, we're DMV staffing is based in the DMV, but like I said, throughout the United States and Canada, we do have employment opportunities.
Yeah, and for all those who's listening that don't are unfamiliar, DMV is the slang we abbreviated D.C., Maryland, Virginia, that metropolitan area based around the D.C. We kind of abbreviated that. You know, we call it DMV. So, you know, it's not the motor vehicle department. For, you know, some people think it's the motor vehicle department. Nah, it's actually what we call it, the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area. That's around, based around D.C. So,
absolutely.
You know,
like I said, that's what we're based out of. But we have opportunities across the U.S. and Canada, you know. So if you're in a different state and you're hearing this, don't get discouraged. We do have opportunities for you. And, you know, the most unique thing about our company is we're performance-based. You know, so unlike all other traditional positions where you go, you're going to get this set amount of pay and that's it. Everything with us is based on your performance. And that will make more sense after you go to our website and see how things work. But, you know, we come in, we get you trained up. You know, we have tasks and actions for you to complete that we pay you on, you know. And how much you make is really up to you. You know, we show you the format. We show you what we need you to do, and we track all your performance, and we pay you for it.
That's the important thing right there, you know, because a lot of staffing companies pretty much they just fill positions for you know, whatever job they're, whatever company they're affiliated with, they fill the position, but it's like, you know, they leave the paying up to the company, and they kind of just. Pretty much once they get you in there, they pretty much just like, where's my check, and they keep it moving, you know? So they don't really care about, like, what happens to the person that they staffing, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's real important. I'm play the role of the guy that's looking for the job right now. So let's say I come to DMV staffing, you know, how involved are you exactly? Like, are you calling me every day? Or am I contacting you every day? You know, am I just, this is like Monster where I'm just throwing you my resume and you just like flooding people with it? You know, how does that work?
Well, what happened is that you would come to our website, you know, because you're interested in getting started, you're interested in seeing the different opportunities we have available. Once you go through the process on the website, I guarantee you will be fully informed. You know, we have taken a lot of time to make sure the website is self-explanatory and clear. Once you are actually brought on board with DMV staffing, we explain exactly what we need from you. We explain the different avenues that you can accomplish those tasks. We explain exactly how much we pay for those tasks. And at that point, it's really on you to go forth and prosper with how much money you would like to make. Like I said, everything is tracked. You know, our system is very detailed as far as making sure everyone is compensated for the work they do. So that's the beautiful thing about our company, where it's not traditional, is that you can actually make the amount of money that you want to make. You know, all of our tasks have certain dollar amounts attached to it. You know, so you can go out and make the money that you're looking to make. And the reason that's important is that so many people feel undervalued. You know, people who have jobs right now feel undervalued and underappreciated, you know, and they're trying to make more. Here, you do not have to kiss the boss's butt. You know, here, you do not have to, you know, hope someone shows you favoritism or any level of nepotism to advance. You know, as with us, it is definitely performance-based. You come in, you do the things we need you to do, you get compensated.
Sounds good, man. Sounds real promising, man, for everybody that's looking for a job, you know, looking for the right connect, you know. Go ahead and plug that website for me one more time, man.
That'd be dmvstaffing.com.
For sure, DMV Staffing. So, you know, I'm going to have a few people over there. Probably by the end of the night, by the end of the show, I'm going to have a few people over there looking for something, you know, trying to get off this unemployment to get themselves a good job, you know what I mean? But,
it's for everybody. You know, also, you got to look at it. You know, we bring in a lot of different people. For example, you're in high school and you're still 18. You know, instead of hopping into the traditional workforce of the fast food and the minimum wage positions, you know, I encourage you to come over us to see what we have, because, you know, performance-based employment is really like the ticket to wealth. I mean, why limit yourself? You know, too many people limit themselves on what they can do, but if it was based on performance, you could come in and the sky's the limit on the type of amount of money you make. I mean, we actually have some 18-year-olds that make more money than their parents. You know, and that's not a pipe dream. That's something truly amazing, where we had 18-year-olds, some in school, some fresh out of school. As long as you're 18, you can be with us. They are pulling in, you know, weekly direct deposits bigger than their parents. You know, that's huge.
And I can definitely, you know, I speak from experience. You know, when I was 18, I jumped right out of high school and was like, you know, I'm going to join the workforce. Like, I went to school, but I was in the workforce at the same time. There was no fast food. Not to say that that's bad, but, you know, it was no fast food. That wasn't an option. You know what I mean? I was like, you know, I got to get this 30, 40 grand, you know, and while I got these fresh legs, you know. So, I mean, I applaud that. I think that's major, you know, that you're actually looking for the youngsters. I know a lot of, in our days and times right now, I know a lot of, you know, generally when we say people looking for a job, they're a little bit older. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I think
mm-hmm.
that's real major, you know, that you're looking for to put the youth to work. And, you know, I would encourage, you know, that the youth to go over there and slide over there to DMV Staffing, you know, to check out the site, you know, because I think I'm more of a proponent for, you know, going to work straight. Like, go to college, yeah, get your degree, but go to work so you get that experience, so you know what it's like out here in the labor force. You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely. You know, and to piggyback on that note, what I really want to say is, even though we have positions for all ages, you know, one more important thing that you get with DMV Staffing, even if you only use us as a stepping stone, is the training and experience. If you go to fast food, there's nothing tangible that you're learning to take forth with the rest of your life.
It's,
I mean, you know, I'm not knocking it with fast food, but flipping burgers and dropping fries is not going to take you too far. You know, but over at DMV Staffing, you will learn skills that will help you in your next endeavor, you know, when you choose to move on, if you choose to move on. And that's what's important. So more important than just the money is the tangible skills that you take away for your life.
Mm. Most definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Dave, you want to add anything? You want a question?
Oh, I'm definitely tuning in. We're going to go ahead and take a music break, and when we come back, we're going to get more into with Mr. Greer, hiring management at DMV Staffing. Make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We definitely going to step y'all game up. Let's take a short music break with one of our throwbacks. I'm feeling real old school right now. So let's go ahead and do a throwback, and then we can come back and get into more of the benefits of DMV staffing with our special guest, Mr. Lyndon Greer, on Step Your Game on Saturdays. Let's go.
I can do. know what it is. Jay Rue the Realist, South Central Unsigned Hype. Let's get it in. Step your game up Saturdays. Let's go.
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
Y'all know what we're doing, y'all. Let's step your game up Saturdays, each and every Saturday, 5 p.m. on the west and 10 p.m. on the east. We are turning up. Make sure you call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521 and press the 1 button to be heard. Also, jump in our chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. I just hit y'all with that hot one by B.B. King. The thrill is gone. I'm just feeling old school today, but even though it's a sad song, you can still rock out to it. Like, I just love the blues. I'm a blues baby, deep down the inside. I'm definitely feeling it, man. Y'all make sure y'all call us up 347-850-1521 at 347-850-1521 and press the 1 button to be heard. We got our special guest live in the building, Mr. Greer, hiring manager with DMV Staffing. Go to www.dmvstaffing and step your game up. I wanted to talk about some of the benefits of, you know, going hiring on or signing on with DMV Staffing. Tell us some of the benefits, Mr. Greer.
Okay, absolutely. Well, to start, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the compensation. Because, I mean, the compensation being performance-based is a huge benefit. You know, you are not put into a box. You can come here after you learn our program and learn our system and make the type of money that you are looking for. You know, the training we provide shows you different things that we need done. And you can come in and run with it to your heart's content and really make some good money. So one of the huge benefits is our compensation. One of the next benefits I like to highlight is your skills actually help you go further in our company. For example, we are a community, you know what I mean? And at DMV Staffing, we truly believe in that community environment. So you may have very strong people skills, but not strong computer skills. Well, I mean, that sounds like to me that you need a more of a management position. You need more of a team leader type of position. Now, of course, you're not going to be able to just walk right in the door and become a team leader. But, you know, once we see that that's your strong suit, you started that that's your strong suit, you know, we can put you in a position where, okay, maybe you should be training since you're a people person. You know, if your skills are behind the computer, like you're good on the data entry, okay, well, maybe you should be over here, you know, doing the data entry. So what's a huge benefit with our company is that you can come in, we'll look at your skill set, and we'll show you how that works within our system and what we need you to do so you can excel at what you're good at. You know, that's very important. That's a huge benefit.
That is a benefit, and it's rare that a lot of employers lately offer that type of assistance or type of training. Let's go to the phone lines and get some news. We got Future Guru 100 live in this thing. Let's go ahead and open his mic. Hold on, Guru. Stay with us. There we go.
All right, all right, all right. Yeah.
Guru, Mr. True Valuable, Mr. Googleable, everything he's doing, Guru, I'll let us, man.
Hey, I just called to say shout out to Step the Game Up Saturdays, and I appreciate the show today. I'm just bobbing up old school music. Definitely a message in the music. So I want to say shout out to Diva Ebony B, and congratulations to DMV Staffing. My man Lyndon is on the line with us, and give me a good look that Diva has brought him on the show today, and I support them to the max, and we supporting his business today. So it's entrepreneurship. It's all about entrepreneurship today, and I want to say congratulations to both of you for actually bringing this thing forward. You know, we're bringing this whole movement forward, and I just want to say everybody that's listening, just to tune in to what we got in store for y'all. You know, I don't want to take up too much time because I know Lyndon got a lot to say about his company, and I just want to say, you know, congratulations to you, Diva, for really an appreciation of what you do. You know, I just want to say thank you, because I know that you are putting a lot of work for this movement. And with that being said, congratulations to both of you, and I wish both of you much success.
Appreciate that, Guru. That's what's up.
Absolutely.
Guru, putting a lot of, we see a lot of advertising and promotion that you've been doing for DMV staff, and even with all the artists and people that you work with as well. So, you know, it's a great thing that you're behind DMV staff and promoting an advertisement, and Diva Spot ENT is behind DMV staff, and because this is something great. And Genius, I see you, King. This is something great for people to take advantage of, because, you know, like we were talking about last night on Frontline Fridays, it was crazy that 63% of small business owners go through word of mouth to find employees. And what a lot of small business owners are having an issue with is it's enough employees, but it's not a lot of qualified employees for their business. And what separates DMV staffing is, it doesn't matter if you have a record, or it doesn't matter if you graduated from high school, you don't have a degree. You know, you don't even have to have a car. You can get to where you need to go, even if you want to take the bus. That's a wonderful thing, because a lot of people are facing these type of issues, and these are some of the barriers that are being put in front of people where they're not able to get jobs. So DMV staffing is definitely a great company to look into, to get more information, to sign up, and to be able to start to get paid in a major way, you know, also get trained in a major way. It's great to have a company where you can go invest into yourself and be able to take those skills to somewhere else if you alike. It's not like DMV staff are going to be like, oh, we're going to give you a bad name because you want to leave our company or you want to go somewhere else. It's all about skill building, and that's what our youth need, especially those getting out of high school. I see them come into the store a lot of times, and they're 18 years and older, but they don't have any experience. So we need to have a lot more companies that's coming in and training and offering that training, because the corporate companies feel like it's too much of a big cost. Let's bring Genius into this thing. 2029.
Hey,
Genius.
Hey, salute, Clint.
Hey, King, what's going on? Welcome. We got Lyndon Greer, from the hiring manager from DMV Staffing, live in the building.
That's what's up. I actually seen some of this stuff on Twitter, and I think that what you guys is actually doing, doing something that's really positive, especially with the economy the way that it is right now. You know, people need jobs at the end of the day. You know, so salute to you for providing that service. And, of course, Queen, I called in to support you. I can't really talk too long because I'm broadcasting live from the club, but I just wanted to call in and support the show.
I appreciate that, King.
Thank you. Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you.
The next thing I want to... Go ahead.
One other thing I want to mention, you know, is basically here at DMV Staffing, we have no objection that we can't overcome for you. You know, any issue that you have, we can still find employment for you. You know, transportation being an issue, we even have work from home positions. So, you know, for the moms out there that you can't make the balance between, you know, who's going to watch the kids and how they're going to make some extra money, the daycare, no issue that you have is too big for us. You know, we have different people from all different walks of life, with all different issues. We have a solution. And all you need to do is come to the table with us. Tell us what your particular situation is, and we can find a way to make you some money.
Mm. And legal money at that. I like the fact that the mommies are, you are at home with your babies or while they're in school. You are in an independent position. You are a business owner, and I really believe that women need that confidence built up where you are booking and you making your calls and, you know, you're getting organized and, you know, even if you want to keep the kids home, save yourself some money on child care, or you'll be making so much money that you can afford to send your child to child care. Let's talk about how we get paid with DMV staffing. Are we going to be able to get paid through check? Is there a direct deposit? How does that work, and when do we get paid?
Absolutely. You get paid through direct deposit. that is paid to your bank account every single Friday, and how much you are paid. Like I said, we're a company that's based on performance. So, you know, after you understand the program and the training, everything that you produce the week before, you will see direct deposit in your account on Friday, every Friday.
Yeah. Now, the next question is, some people have issues with bank accounts. With the banks are saying, you know, I probably owe a couple of dollars, I can't get a bank account, but I can get an Account Now account, Big Shout the Future Guru 100, or I can get a Rush card. Does DMV work through the Rush card or Account Now, like online banks?
You know, unfortunately, we do not. We only direct deposit to the main big banking entities. You know, so they have, you know, you have the, a lot of banks to do the free checking and stuff like that for your direct deposit. But unfortunately, we don't do the prepaid card.
Now, as long as you have a bank account and a routing number, is that good enough?
Yes, that is good enough. That's good enough to get paid. That is definitely good enough to get paid. You have the routing number, we can do the direct deposit. And there are avenues that if you not, so I want to be a little more clear. There are avenues if you have the prepaid card that we can direct deposit to it. But it's a case by case basis. You have to come and talk to us. Yeah, but like I said, we're going to get you your money. There's never going to be an issue with getting you your money. We don't pay with people's money.
I want to refer this question to Future. Future with Account Now, because I know Future has done a lot of business with Account Now and went back and forth with those guys. Future, does Account Now have a routing number along with your account number when you get your card?
Oh, yeah. Account Now is basically an online banking service. So you can go to accountnow.com, and it's just like having a bank account with the main banks in your neighborhood. I mean, you're just going to be banking online. There are minimum deposits that must be maintained on a monthly basis, because there's like a monthly fee with Account Now, but it's not really a big time monthly fee. It's just a regular administrative fee that they do on your account, and it's really not that bad if you want to bank online with an official bank. And actually, you can make money sending people to Account Now as well. I mean, it's just a good service, a good program. It's one of the first accounts I started. Even before I had a PayPal, I had an Account Now. So, it's good to have. I mean, if you got money, people with money have more than one bank account. Let me just say that. So I want to be clear on that. People with money got more than one bank account. Let's be clear on that. So, yeah, it's just a good idea. PayPal is also good. But I advise everybody to just consider PayPal, because PayPal is the way the nation is doing banking and business online. So, I mean, PayPal is just basically having like a regular account. But, you know, if you want to do official banking, you can definitely do it with Account Now. And that was good that you mentioned that. It's a good service.
Thank you.
Absolutely. You know, we don't. PayPal is wonderful, but we also don't accept PayPal. We stick with, you know, the main big banking branches. But like I said, we're not going to play with your money. That's one thing that's not going to happen. We're not going to play with your money. You know, and basically at DMV staff, and the only thing getting in the way of your money is you. Like I said, there's no problem that we have an encounter, that we have an assault, you know, for you to come in and start making some money. So like I said, the only thing in your way at DMV staffing is you.
Now, Account Now, I'm just taking a look at the site, Linda, here. You will get a routing number, and you will get your direct deposit. They have the sign up for direct deposit. So they actually have a service where you can sign up for that direct deposit with whoever your employer is. So they do send you out your debit card. But there is a routing number. I'll send that link over to you so you can take a look at it, because I know people having issues with the banks, and, you know, everything is done through direct deposit now. All of my pay comes directly through direct deposit. Like, I just check my account, and there you go. And just to, I was looking at the compare account now to check cashers. Check cashers no bank account, $21. Wow, account now, no paying your bills. Everything is a zero free. They're pretty low, so you may want to take a look at that just in case you get some people who come on. That just say, oh, you know, I have a problem with my bank account, but so they can be for sure of exactly how they can qualify. Well, let's talk about the hours, full-time, part-time, overtime, all the time. How does the hours work?
Okay, full-time, part-time, work from home. That's the beautiful thing about our system being set up on performance basis. Like I said, after we give you the training, we have specific tasks that translate to what we pay you. And like I said, we have very detailed tracking, so nothing's going to be lost. So you're being compensated on what you do. So your hours are yours. You know, if you want to do this, if you want to work with DMV staff in full-time, part-time, from home, you know, in the middle of the night, like I said, you know, after you go through our process, you're compensated on the completion of the task that we have for you, you know, to turn into money. So it's all on your time. And like I said, it's not like traditional work, but it's better because there's no limit to what you can make. It's flexible. It's on your own time. You can get out there and make the money you're looking to make.
That's what's up. I'm going to throw it over to Jason Hicks.
Yeah, well, you know, we in the middle. It's March, March 2nd, I believe. You know, we in the middle of tax season. So, you know, I'm going to bring up the question of taxing. You know, I'm assuming, you know, since you're doing everything on the Internet or direct deposit, I mean, you know, that, you know, you don't have paper stubs or whatever. Like, you know, some companies still do their still kill the trees and cut down there and make paper check stubs and whatnot. So how do you go about, like, you know, W-2s, you know, how does that work out with when you come
no
to
problem.
The tax situation?
Here's what we're doing. As far as the taxes, you were actually hired as an independent consultant, okay? So at the end of the year, you'll get a 1099. That is what allows us to pay you on a compensation basis, on a performance-based on a performance basis, is that you are just an independent contractor with us. So when you complete a task, you know, it's commission, you're paid for that task. So at the end of the year, you'll get a 1099. You know, and your 1099 is just like a W-2. For those that don't know, when you're an independent worker, a 1099 is just like a W-2. Just like you take your W-2 to your tax person, you take your 1099 to your tax person. And the tax people know what to do. So it's no, it's nothing extra that has to be done on the actual person's part. It's just a different piece of paper that's taken into your tax first.
For sure. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Now, I mean, I'm a dig beneath the surface a little bit. Like, what would you say is the most successful people that come through there? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know,
what
the people that's making the most money, like, what field are they in? You know, what do they specialize in?
You know, I would have to say that the most successful people, it's not about what field you go into. It's about coming in, getting our training, and then looking at which one of the different ways that you can make money with us is best for you. So everyone can excel in their area. You know, and while we offer training in different areas, my suggestion to anybody coming in is to see, okay, I can get paid one of five ways. You know, let me pick the one that I feel I'm going to be best at. Take the training here and run with that. Because when you're doing something that comes natural to you, it's not like work. You know, and if you can make money and not feel like you're working, that's how you're going to be successful because you will just continue to do that. You know, and like I said, this thing is done on your own time. So if you're doing something on your own time that doesn't feel like work and you're making money, I mean, that's the formula for success right there.
For sure, man. I know I agree, you know what I'm saying? If you can do something that you love doing, it's not going to be work to you, so you ain't going to be no problem doing it, you know. One last question, man. You know, I'm looking at the site right now, you know, and I'm looking down at the bottom. It says why I choose it, you know, why I choose DMV staffing. You know, one of the checkpoints you got here is this full-time and part-time position. So I'm going to ask you, you know, you're the hiring manager over there. What's your personal opinion on whether somebody should be full-time or would you suggest that somebody come in as a part-time if they can get money elsewhere? You You see what I mean?
I mean, you know, I'm always a fan of getting income from multiple streams because, you know, that is the true way to wealth, having multiple streams of income. But, you know, that is kind of a different conversation. But just to answer your question most directly, I think people have to come in and see what we have going on and apply it to their lifestyle. You know, everyone has a different set of things going on. So when you come in and you see the different things you can get paid for, you see the different ways that we work, you know, I would say those people to, you know, take accounting of their time, what's going on in their life, where they could fit it in, you know, what method of work they want to do, and then decide how much time they want to devote to it. You know, so to answer your question, full-time or part-time be based on the person. That's something they need to decide depending on what's going on in their life.
Yeah, because, you know, you got a lot of people in the DMV that's pretty much, I call it scrambling. There's a lot of people here that's scrambling, you know, that I see on a daily basis, you know, running from, you know, they got the full-time job, then they got the side job, part-time job.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They got, it's people, you know, here that might be into, like, a trade, and then on the side, they do, like, some side work, side plumbing, side stuff like that. So, you know, I had to pose a question for those types of people. Then you got some people that got their cushy, you know, $80,000 a year, you know, job at behind a computer, like you said earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And they just, you know, rather just take that money and that's what they get, you know, and they cool with that. So, you know, I pose a question for all the people out there that's pretty much scrambling, you know, hustling, trying to make the ends meet, you know what I mean, trying to, you know, make a dollar, honest dollar, like Diva said, any way possible, make a legal, honest dollar, you know what I mean? But, yeah, I'm
Absolutely.
Looking at the site, man. The site looks official, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I encourage everybody to go check it out. It's dmvstaffing.com, you know, not just for the DMV area, though. It's for every all across the country. You know what I'm saying? You can get a job anywhere, you know, but, you know, based out of the DMV, you know, which is important to me because, you know, this is where our government is, you know what I mean? So I think, you know, that's where the money is. If I could be biased, you know, that's where the money is. It's in the government. So.
Well, you know, it's definitely out here. You know, beautiful thing about DMV staffing is we allow you to profit a lot of different ways. You know, like I said, going back to that time issue, I mean, you'd be amazed at what we have going on out here. Not getting into heavy detail, but just a quick overview. I mean, we have ways that you could profit from posting on Facebook, ways that you could profit from posting on Twitter. You know, there's different type of advertising ways, things that we'll pay you for, you know, as far as actually going out and doing advertising or being a people person. I mean, we have a lot of different avenues that, you know, advance the agenda of DMV staffing that we will compensate you for. So, I mean, you'd be surprised what we got going on over here. You know, if the computer
so
is your thing, we for you.
So somebody can sit there and just tweet and get paid for it.
Yes, with our training. You know, not as simple as it sounds, but at the end of the day, yes, you can get paid from tweeting.
No, I mean, because that's simple in itself. Like, all you got to do is sit there, you know, and do what somebody telling you, tweet something, you tweet it, and that's your job.
Yes, and
then you're
not
following up with the tweets to
everybody.
Because you can put a million tweets out there, but if you're not following up with the tweets and the people who are retweeting and reposting, then it's just a tweet that's being out there. It's great that it's being viewed, but it comes with a lot more than just tweeting. You know,
absolutely.
You gotta.
Yeah, I understand that.
And we have that
like,
training. We have that training available too. But
yeah,
yeah,
I understand that.
Yes,
that's cool. I understand that. I'm just saying, like, you know, it's no excuse. That's my point. It's no excuse. Like, go get you know what I mean? Like, you can sit there and tweet, and then somebody retweet it. You find that person, and there's no excuse. Go get you a job. And whoever's – I know it's somebody out here that's listening to this show that's, like, unemployed right now. That's why they listening to this show. Go get you a job, man. It's no joke, for real. It's no excuse. I look at it like
you definitely heard it correctly. You definitely heard it correctly. Can I get paid from being on Facebook? Yes. Can I get paid from being on Twitter? Yes. Can I get paid from being on Instagram? Yes. You know, at DMV Staffing, we have left no stone unturned. You know, we understand how to leverage the social media and a lot of different avenues, like I said, to advance DMV Staffing, and we will pay you for that. So for these
and you got casters on there right now for free.
Go get paid.
Absolutely,
man.
For free. Come to DMC
staffing, yo.
And get paid for being on Facebook. Come get paid for being on Twitter. Come get paid for being on Instagram. Come do that. You know?
That's all I'm saying, man. I feel you, man. I appreciate it. I just got dumbing down for the simple folk out there that's probably tweeting about the show right now for free. Free publicity is good though, but go get paid.
Come get paid.
Come get paid.
Mr. Gray, I want to thank you for coming through the Step Your Game Up Saturdays and helping us help the people, the communities, and everyone around the world, and as well as ourselves, help us step our games up through DMV Staffing. You guys, make sure you check out www.dmvstaffing. Again, it's www.dmvstaffing. Diva Spot ENT is on the spot, on the grind, with Mr. Greer and DMV Staffing. Make sure you follow him on Twitter at LGSTIME. Is that correct?
That is correct. LG's time.
LGS time. Make sure you follow him at Twitter and check him out on Facebook as well. Before you get out of here, Mr. Greer, do you have any shout outs you want to give or any comments?
I mean, I definitely want to get a shout out to, you know, to Diva, to you, to you know, to helping us help the community. That's what we're about at DMV Staffing. I learned a long time ago, if you help others get what they want, you will get what you want. And that's what we are about at DMV Staffing, helping people get employed, make money, and, you know, we profit in the process.
That's definitely what's up. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You now tuned in live to Step Your Game Up Saturdays. Host J Biggs, a.k.a. @HJ calls Diva Ebony B. Let's take a music break and give a big shout-out to Young AJ featuring Trick Daddy with this hot track right here called All My Job. Let's go.
Your daddy dollars. Young AJ, tell him what I say.
Man, I'm on my job, but I don't clock in. I'm my own boss, trying to chase my dream and employ my friend. So we could all be straight, and we could feed these kids, and we could teach these kids. If you work real hard and you do the right thing, you could live like this. But we gotta be strong, we gotta use our mind. We gotta shake that right, that wrong. And it's gonna take time, but you gotta be swift, cause the time gonna fly. And you gotta fly right. If you wanna be great, then you gotta be real. You can never be fake. If you wanna be a boss, then you gotta go eight, go ham, go dumb. And I mean that like, in the good sense, none of y'all really ain't dumb. But you're not that bright. If you use that brain that you got in your head, then your life just might take a turn for the best. If you do it like this, you will never be stressed. You gon' eat good and you gon' be fresh. You on your job.
I'm on my job. I'm on my job. And they ain't got nothing for it. They know I'm good, and I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me, some hate on me, but I'ma still be on my job. Is my job. I'm on my job. I'm on my job.
And they ain't got nothing for it.
They ain't got nothing for it.
But they know I'm
good, and I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me, some hate on me, but I'ma still be on my job. Is my job.
It'll all go wrong if you can't get it right. So if you can't go left, my world go straight. Gonna change your life. You done earned your stripes, but this time get it right. For the kids that done watched you done made that bed and paid that price. Now it's time to live your life. Utilize your skills. Invest in deals that'll help with the bills. Can't run from your fears. Not if you love, honor, and respect your peers. What kind of life that is? If you live for the hope, then die by the. How you gonna get rich if you flipping bricks but ain't saving up? See, y'all that dumb, but you ain't that bright. See, y'all go to jail, y'all gon' tear. But you still get life, that's right. Now how you gon' get back when you can't go forward? You got to die, you got to rap, and you work with them boys. Now everybody gon' know it.
I'm on my job, I'm on my job. And they ain't got nothing for it. They ain't got nothing for it.
But they know I'm good,
and I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me, so hate on me, but I'ma still be on my job. Is my job.
I'm on my job. I'm on my job.
And they ain't got nothing for it. They ain't got nothing for it.
But they know I'm good,
and I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me, so hate on me, but I'ma still be on my job. Is my job.
And I love this shit, and I'd rather be here than to be in the streets selling drugs and shit. Hate the one to see me fall under the influence, but I'm above that. So I try to be cool, cause there's some kids that's in me school wanna hear me rapping. The number one rule is to raise your young to be the best they can. And everything they do, man, we gotta unite. Homie, I'm just saying, I never try to tell you how to raise your child, but you gotta quit playing. Gotta shoot for the stars, I don't know about them, but we gotta teach all.
stars. If you wanna be a boss, then you gotta go hard, go ham, go boom. And I mean that like, in the good sense, none of y'all really ain't dumb. But you're not that bright, if you use that brain that you got in your head. Me and life just might take a turn for the best. If you do it like this, you'll never be stressed. You gon' eat good, you gon' be fresh, if you're on your job.
I'm on my job, I'm on my job. And they ain't got nothing for us, they ain't got nothing for us. But they know I'm good, and I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me, some hate on me, but and I'ma still be on my job, is my job. I'm on my job, I'm on my job. And they ain't got nothing for us, they ain't got nothing for us. But they know I'm good, and I'm self-employed. People love me and wait on me, some hate on me, but and I'ma still be on my job, is my job.
You already know I'm on my job, man. I'm doing this hosting thing. It's Steppy Game Little Saturday. I'm the boy J Biggs, aka At Space Age J. My girl Diva Evans B, the queen of the universe and Diva Spot. You know what I mean? Shout out to the homie Linda Greer from DMV Staffing. You know, go to DMVstaffing.com. That's DMV David Marcus Victor Staffing.com. You know, get you a job, man. Sitting over there tweeting and Facebooking, talking about, you know, who Susie Q is dating, Ricky G and all that. Get over there and get you a job or something. You can tweet and Facebook and get paid for it. You know, and get you a bank account while you at it. Because I know you ain't got no bank account since you ain't got no job. Nah, I'm playing. Look, you know, real talk, go over there and get you a job, though. Serious business. You know, help the unemployment rate go down. Get you some training. If nothing else, get you, just learn something, you know. But shout out to the boy LG at LGSTIME. LGSTIME. Follow him on Twitter. Man, look here. We've been doing this Black History thing on every show of February. So, you know, we talked about men, we talked about women, we talked about the children, the athletes, the good, the bad, the ugly, the hideous. You know, we did it. We covered it all. You know, so, you know, we just going. Go ahead, wrap it up. You know, it's the second day of March, you know, so let's go ahead and wrap it up, man. You know, I mean, I had fun. You know, Black history is our history. So, you know, I mean, we had fun talking about it. You know, it was a lot of good moments in here. You know, Denaya came through, talked about Chi-Town on the Women's Day. You know, I was on the top of the mountain. You know, I remember that. Shout out to Denaya, you know what I mean? And definitely Diva got baptized, so, you know, we ain't never officially throw her a party.
Amen.
But we respect and love you for that anyway, baby. Yeah, you know, we just, it's so many people in Black history or just in our history in general, you know, and it's hard to capture all of them and show respect. But, you know, I love all of y'all, I respect all of y'all, and I haven't, you know, there's no way you can be forgotten. You know, it's just too much to cover in 8 hours worth of time in a month of Saturdays, you feel me? I mean, you know, I think my favorite person, you know, if I could say that, my favorite person that we talked about would have to be, I think we talked about Madam C.J. Walker, you know, the first black millionaire, female millionaire that came up with the hair care product. You know, she's one of the favorites that often gets slept on. You know, she did something, she paved the way pretty much, like for all of the Beyoncés that we looking up to today, man. She paved the way for that, you know. I'm throwing the Diva, like, who's your favorite? Like, you know, if you had to spotlight anybody today, who's your fave?
All of them.
Keep it simple. All of them. Every last one.
All of them. All of our black inventors. Every last one of them. Every one of them that helped out in the process of us learning, that helped out in the process of growing as a people. Every last one of them, because they all have a different story. They all have a different food. They all added a different ingredients and vitamins into the growth of African Americans, and they overcame adversities. And that's something that we face each and every day, you know, with facing adversities, life that happens, but it just shows that you can do it. Like, it can happen. You can be the first millionaire. You can be the first African of this, the first African of that. But, you know, it's a shame because a lot of our young kids are growing up and thinking something is wrong with their black. I love my black. I love my heritage. There's nothing wrong with being African, African-American. But I would say all of them. I really can't sit here and say that there was one. There is one that sticks out to me, and it's Emmett Till.
Yeah.
Emmett Till sticks out to me. For some reason, he is just embedded in my heart forever. But Emmett Till is the one that sticks out to me, and what happened to him, and the courage of his mother. How Mrs. Till was like, no, don't cover that casket. Open it up and let the world see the evil that's in here. And, you know, he's deep in my heart, of course, because I have a son, but his mother is who I'm connected with. I appreciate her courage. I appreciate her stand. I appreciate her drive. I appreciate what she wanted to show the people. She showed them the good, the bad, the ugly, and so put it in their face so they can deal with it and see. So she is one of my favorite. Big shout out to Mrs. Till. I mean, I just relate to her because that's what I do. I'm gonna put it in your face. I'm more focused on the solution, but we gonna put the problem out there because you can't hide from the truth. You can't hide the truth, but you can live a lie, and that's real.
Yes. I mean, I think the thing that's so amazing about it, you know, and I'm not trying to toot our own horn over here, but, you know, I think where a lot of people, they cover Black History Month, you know, they talk about the usual suspects, you know, and not to try to undercut their contributions, you know, but, I mean, come on. Like, who can't talk about Martin Luther King? Who can't talk about Rosa Parks at this point? You know what I mean? Let's talk about some of the ones that don't get put in the history books for the children to read in school, you know, like Emmett Till. You know what I mean? Let's talk about those contributors to Black history, you know, that like the W.E.B. Du Bois or the, you know, the Marcus Garveys, like we talked about with Clinton and I forget the other gentleman's name from the drink, the energy drink. You know, he brought up Marcus Garvey.
Sheen Felder. Sean Felder, he came in. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we talked about Marcus Garvey with him. I mean, you know, let's talk about the ones that...
We talk about Nelson Mandela. We talk about Winnie Mandela.
Yeah. Let's talk about them that will be forgotten if we don't keep their name alive and we don't keep fighting for them to get their story told, you know, to get put in these history books for children to learn or get, you know, the books wrote about them in the libraries that are getting kind of thrown out because of the more favorable people that you hear about all the time, such as Malcolm Martin, Rosa Parks, you know. Let's talk about keeping these people's legacies alive. Let's talk about Jesse Owens and the Marian Andersons and Mahalia Jacksons, and, you know, let's talk about them, you know.
I think it's very important for us to keep our heritage alive. We are the storytellers. We are the storytellers because a lot of the history was taken away, it was damaged, it was destroyed. So we are the storytellers. We are the history tellers. We are the ones who, we are the connection. And the more, if we post more stuff like that on Facebook and on Twitter, just imagine how empowered our people would be.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Even, you know, what's often overlooked also is not just their story, but picking out exactly what's important about their story, picking out the qualities in their character. Because that's really what we're missing in our community these days is character. You know, not just telling their story, but let's focus on what was important. Like, I think about Harriet Tubman, right? Yeah, we know that, you know, she went and freed the slaves, but let's talk about the qualities that actually took. Let's talk about courage to do the right thing, because the community as a whole could definitely benefit from courage to do the right thing. That woman actually went back into danger you know, over and over and over again to help the next man. You know, at threat of death, she could have lost her life at any point in time, but she went back to help her people, to help the next man to escape a bad, you know, situation. So more than her story, let's talk about the quality of character. Let's talk about the characteristics that we should really all embody, possess, and try to put into our daily activities and lives. You know, just courage, helping the next man, doing the right thing because it is simply the right thing, because injustice is being committed, and not turning the other way. So we turn too much the other way these days.
Yeah, it's a lot of us that, you know, we was Harry Tubman, we would have went through the Underground Railroad system and got free. We wouldn't have gave a damn. We would have kept on going on to Canada, you know what I mean? We wouldn't have looked back. We wouldn't have turned around at all. And she came back time after time after time again, up until she died. They never caught her. You know what I mean? That's how serious it was. She never got caught. She died, you know, free or whatnot. She died that way, you know, doing that, like doing her service to her fellow man. So, you know, that's a huge thing to do, is especially in this day and time, sacrificing your life at any point in time. If she would have got caught, that's death. She would have been hung. You know what I mean? And we don't even focus. We don't even think about that. We don't think about that at all. You know,
you're
because
right.
it's so. We're so focused on ourselves, what we need, what our kids need, you know, and whatnot. And yeah, your children are important, but what about the person next to you with their kids? And their kids, you know, and it wouldn't do you, it wouldn't take away from you or yours to reach a hand out and help them and their situation. We're not thinking that far ahead. We're not thinking that their kids playing with our kids might impact our kids anyway. You know what I mean? We don't even think about that. We think about what
we
right
got
there in front
look
of
around
us.
At the examples around us and these other ethnicities that band together and they help each other. You know, it's not a guessing game. If we just look around, we have plenty of examples of other ethnicities that band together and they help each other and they progress. They definitely progress.
One thing I want to say about Harriet Tubman real quick. A big shout out to you, Harriet Tubman. You the best.com. Harriet Tubman did not, she actually died from pneumonia. Peak game, she died from pneumonia at old age in a nursing home in Albany, New York. She was about 93 years old. Having been an enslaved, her exact date of birth was never recorded. She was not killed by all that traveling, all that walking that she did, those hundreds of miles. She was not killed by a slave master. She was not killed by any. She died from pneumonia. She died from, you know, basically, well, that's really
like
not natural cause. But,
yeah.
Yeah, natural cause, but she didn't, nothing killed her but old age and pneumonia. I love that, yo. Big shout out to you. That's hard. That's hard.com right there. And it lets you know nothing can kill you and nothing is hard is what you think it is. It's never that hard. It will never be that hard. So, you know, suck it up. First of all, suck it up and get yourself together. Get you a job with DMV Staffing. Go to www.dmvstaffing.com and step your game up. I'm going to let J.B. go ahead and continue on before you take us up out of this thing.
Yeah, you know, I want to shout out Lyndon, you know what I mean, for running, you know, opening up the company. Like Diva said last night, we were sitting there talking about the, you know, independent business owners and people not just in the entertainment industry, but just in general. We don't have enough of them, you know what I mean? So shout out to him, you know, and being, you know, following the leads that our African-American forefathers have set up. You know, that being being a leader instead of, you know, following and trying to just reach or whatever, being a leader, stepping up and opening up doors for our people, not just our people, but the community and everyone around it, you know. So shout out to Linda and shout out to, you know, everybody that participated in our Black History Month celebration.
Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself to me.
Dope
super, man. Wish I had a dope ass music. Have to
call
him
tonight.
Oh, man. What a character. We had so much fun with him last night. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Step your game up Saturdays, each and every Saturday, 5 p.m. on the west, 8 p.m. on the west.
I put
west to east together, man, whatever. East.
North, east, west, and south is news.
Everybody, all around the world, go to www.dmvstaffing.com. Again, that's www.dmvstaffing.com. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at Diva Ebony B. That's at Diva Ebony B. And follow Space, and follow Jay Big at Space Age J. That's at Space Age J. Keep God first, family second, and career third. We're about to get up out of here.com. Let's go. Go ahead, join your